you do me a favor, Evan? Can that as soon as possible.
This song?
Ah, good
Why?
Lord.
Why?
What a horrible way to start an hour. Nah, 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 nah.
Oh my gosh.
Good
you
Lord.
You are way too type A. That's like island music.
Yeah, well, send it back
relax.
To the island then.
It says good day.
I don't want to relax. I want to get into the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, the irregular news of the day, which would not normally have a political tone, although there probably are a word or two that can be said on any or all sides about the debate. Last night, there was the way that I would report on the results is to take the page from the CNN focus group, in which 16 people said that Romney won, 5 people said Obama won.
Yeah.
And then I think you go from there, and if you have a comment, 800-510-8255. I didn't watch the whole thing, did you?
I did. I actually watched the whole thing, although I was decorating for Halloween while I did it, but
no.
I was listening.
Yeah, terrific. Do you have any Obama or Romney masks that we can
You know, that
use?
Would have been a good idea. Very yeah. fitting. Now, look. I will tell you, our debate moderator, I think, is something that both parties can agree on.
Yeah, not the
Jim Lehrer.
Showing by Jim Lehrer. Even though Mitt Romney likes Big Bird, he's going to...
There was actually on Twitter last night, someone started a Big Bird Romney Twitter feed.
Really?
Uh-huh. And Big Bird tweeted last night that if you don't vote for Obama, Mitt Romney's going to eat me in November.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eat me for dinner.
Yeah, pretty stupid. But that you can hear. Remember when Mrs. Clinton said, Barney! They're going to get rid of Barney! No! We can't get rid of Barney! No!
But it's so funny because stuff like that really resonates.
Of course.
And I think it resonates right. with women. You know, over the weekend, I was with about 7 other of my friends. We went to a concert. And one of them, who normally would vote for Mitt Romney, said, oh, I can't vote for him this year.
Yes.
And I said, well, why? Well, because he's going to get rid of Sesame Street.
That's so stupid.
That's what I said.
So
I said,
stupid.
But
no, that's
those are the type of sound bites that people hold
right.
on to.
Yeah, and then I'm sorry, not calling you stupid if you believe that, but that is a stupid statement. And let me go back through the numbers here, just so that all of you understand where most of the money comes from to run the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, to run NPR, to run Public Radio International, radio and television. They have, first of all, there are two things to acknowledge and know about that situation. One of them is that the amount of money thrown off by the Children's Television Workshop, which produces Sesame Street and a bunch of the other children's programming on NPR, they are extraordinarily profitable. Why are they extraordinarily profitable? Because of all of the sales of the paraphernalia that are in support, if you will, of those shows. The amount of money made from selling Big Bird or Oscar or Ernie and Bird or, I mean,
Super
all of
Elmo.
These things.
Uh-huh.
There are tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars made every year to that goes to the bottom line. So why should the public, you and me, the taxpayer, support this endeavor, which is admittedly extraordinarily good for the most part, when we don't have to. We don't need to. It isn't necessary. Isn't it important for all of us to have our tax dollars, our precious money paid in to support government going to good, to important areas? That's why he says they're not going to support Big Bird. He might not. I think that was actually the only thing he said last night. It was kind of a gaffe. You just say, sorry, I'm not going to fund. But you probably don't say anything. I wouldn't have said anything if it were me.
He said he loved Big Bird.
He does, but the clarification needs to come. And one of the people analyzing the thing said it pretty well. There wasn't a lot of meat on both sides. And the way that Obama has described a number of things, paltry explanations on his website, he kept saying, go to my website and look at this, that, or the other thing. Some people went to the website and they didn't really find anything out. Because both of these guys are steeped in the tradition of Blarney. They should both be running over in Ireland, where I was earlier this week, because they both have a lot of Blarney. I thought, even though, and it is obvious that I am more, I hope that Romney wins, even though I can't vote for him, or I can, but it won't do any good, so I might as well vote for somebody that I really want to vote for. At the bottom of the script, or at the end of the day, I did think that Romney did better. than Obama. And I don't think it's my prejudice. I just think that he did.
He just seemed to keep his cool a little more.
Right, yeah.
I think some of the things that you notice on debates when you watch on TV is the fact that Obama kept his eyes down quite a bit and didn't look at Romney or the camera head on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think there was a lighting issue, and I don't know if that was on purpose or if Romney just found his light, but Romney's lighting was better.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things subconsciously do make a difference to you for whatever reason that is.
I think you are 100% correct. So anyway, if you want to talk about the debate and the aftermath, you're welcome to. Obama had the first word. Romney had the last word. And back and forth they went. Was the dynamic of the campaign changed? Maybe that's the way to approach it on our Twitter and Facebook sites as far as conversation is concerned with folks who may not have time to call us at 800-510-8255. Just a quick response. Was the dynamic of the campaign changed by the event last night for you? Do you feel the dynamic changed? And I think this is aimed more at people. If you look at the results of our poll yesterday, Jen, it was interesting that 8% of those who responded to "Will you be watching the debate tonight?" 8% is about where the undecideds are, and that was, let's see, 8% of you who responded said, "Yes, I need to figure out who is going to get my vote." So whether or not it changed people, I'm going to bet that even though there was an uptick of 3-4 points for Obama in the last 2 weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks, that if anything, that went away. And so where it goes after that, still two more opportunities for them to have the limelight, and certainly every day as they campaign here, there, and everywhere. I know Obama is around the Western Midwest, I think, campaigning the next couple of days. At any rate, somebody brought up in a discussion I heard, Obama's being paid $400,000 a year, which is not much for that job. But there are those who are still concerned about the amount of money that it takes, Secret Service-wise and otherwise, to protect the president when he's out not doing the business of the nation, but doing his own business. And one of the very interesting things that was analyzed, I saw in a readout in a magazine I was reading on the plane coming back here the other night, was how much money Joe Biden has spent having a good time on the public.
Really?
Yeah. He goes to Delaware on Friday. Instead of taking the train like he used to, he gets flown up from Washington. It's about a 10-minute flight. And then they have to keep Secret Service around. I understand that. But then he flies back to Washington often on Saturday to play golf or do other things recreationally. And you know, I mean, maybe it's small potatoes, but still, when you add up the, it ends up after any amount of time, and all these guys do it. It's not just him. The amount of money that's spent, how much budgetary consideration is given to all of these things that are part of the perks of the job. And I think those are the sorts of things that are, it's not deal breaker stuff, but I think it tells you sort of where everybody's head is. 800-510-8255. As far as Matthew is concerned, who's listening in Guam, the debate was only okay. Is that right, Matthew?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not really thrilled by politicians, but like you're saying, well, you know, people get so, you know, enthusiastic about it and who they're going to vote for. But the thing with, and this is, it's a deep topic, but, you know, really, what are they going to, who runs the country? It seems like corporations, you were talking about this before, corporations run the country.
Yep.
And what are they really going to do to change things for the average person? There's no democracy.
Question. Yeah.
America's an import nation. Why are we an import nation? Because everything's exported for cheap labor.
Yeah. Well, we also have a lot of people. I just saw the stats the other day on how much oil is being exported. Why the hell are we drilling oil and exporting it for are. It's amazing.
We don't need oil. Like I was talking about, you have it with the stuff. You have magnetic motors, electromagnetic.
Right. Yeah. So what I wanted to know, Matthew, from you, if I may, to go back to voting on the election. How do people in Guam, it's an American protectorate, but it's not really a state, how do you vote?
Well, we can't vote for president.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We have a congresswoman, Madeline Berdalia, but we don't have a vote. So,
she's a shadow congresswoman. She's not a real congresswoman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, you know, people talk about that, but we get federal. We get a lot of federal money that's wasted.
Tons of it. Well, you've got the Air Force Base there, Anderson Air Force Base, among other things. It's a great strategic place where you are in Guam. All right, appreciate the call, sir, and thanks for listening to K57, 800-510-8255. All right, we'll move off of this. We'll talk about some other things. Jennifer wants to really get down and dirty with the Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey thing. That thing is blown way.
Blowing up.
My God, what foolishness. Meanwhile, a lot of you want to look your best all the time. You want to look young. Except you can't do that if you have yellow stained teeth. A lot of people have tried a lot of products. There are people who drink coffee and tea, stains your teeth. If the whitening strips have been in your house, you've tried them, you know they don't really work well. And those trays, ooh, you get tooth sensitivity. Plus, they take about an hour to work. Here's the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. All you have to do is swab your teeth for a couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, the tea stains, whatever has stained your teeth will start to disappear. Unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs work on all of your teeth, natural or otherwise. This is a very interesting combination of vegetable cleansers that's been put together by this doctor. And the folks that are producing Power Swabs want you to try it risk-free. Am I convincing you that this makes a good cause? Makes for a good call? 800-865-7602. Clean up your teeth. This is a powerful way to do it. Not expensive. 800-865-7602. Call today and get a free one-month supply of mouthwash and toothpaste that supports the Power Swabs effort to keep your teeth really good-looking. Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten your smile in 5 minutes. Try it today risk-free and get a free month supply of mouthwash and toothpaste. 800-865-7602. Get in the line and get your teeth whitened and look better and feel better about yourself. 800-865-7602.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
City Council has now voted to repeal the ban on medical marijuana dispensaries it approved just a few months ago. They are not closing down the pot dispensaries, as we call them, high schools, but they're not closing down. They will remain open.
The government has released the names of dozens of products containing fraudulent weight loss claims. Yeah. Some of the products include Bacon Flex and the Ab Couch. Both products I want, by the way. I want the Bacon Flex. I want them both.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming.
All right. So a couple of excerpts from Conan and Jay Leno on the late night programs. Yesterday on Ellen's program, she laughed about people playing air guitars.
So I just had an epiphany backstage. It was delicious. And then I had a thought. The world, I think, can be divided into two distinct kinds of people. People who play air guitar and people who don't. How many people here play air guitar? And proud of it, too. Wow. How many people don't play air guitar? And proud of it. Good for you. Sure why people play air guitar. Maybe they think it makes them look cool, but you don't see people playing any other instrument. You don't see air tambourine, you know? You don't.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh,
so also
that.
Yesterday on The View, the ladies reacted to this Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey thing. Actually, Ryan Seacrest did as well. Let's listen to The View first.
Minaj that came the other day.
No, well, and the other day, she said they were getting along and everything was good.
She kind of did.
Well, but guess what? If she said that publicly, it means she's trying to keep peace and not trying to expose that. Now it's exposed.
Do you think this is just a rating?
I don't know. All I know is I would shut the hell up if I was Mariah. She scared the hell out of me.
You don't call me a gangster.
Oh, no, that's
how about Keith in the middle? He's like, this is not how we do it in country.
Oh, no.
This is not.
He's completely terrified.
That's sure not how we do it down under.
You know, it's such a trip because I don't know. Now it's making me want, because I had boycotted American Idol when they took Paul off. Now it's making me want to tune in because when they actually get live in front of people, and because they say that, you know, and Mariah keeps interrupting Nikki, I want to see if there's going to be sparks that are going to fly when they're.
You know what's unfortunate though?
Sparks. You're looking for fists.
I don't want
fists. You want to see a fist that
I want. I want to see them get along. Look, the problem is that this show used to be about the singers. And now it's about the judges.
All right.
That's
so
true.
But I'm wondering about the latter part of that conversation when this is all about ratings and whether it's foolishness or not. Ryan Seacrest talked about this yesterday, Jennifer. What did he say?
He actually talked about the fact that that American Idol loves this, that this is what they were, yeah, that this is what they were after. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people, he thinks that it's great because people are going to tune in to see this.
Why do people want to have a wrestling match? A banter? She apparently, Mariah Carey came close to punching her.
Well, Nicki Minaj threatened to, you know,
really?
Her in the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
In the hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, very sweet. So, what does that got to do with the talent? Maybe they're right. This isn't about talent anymore. It's about a wrestling match.
Yeah,
this is WWE, somewhat personified. Now, the two of them, are they tough enough to... the fight that we're talking about was on tape, by the way. And
yeah,
it's pretty much gone
TV.
Wild on... Yeah, it's mm-hmm. been all over the internet. And it's just... it seems foolish, almost contrived. I think you make an argument that it seems... almost contrived,
sure.
And as Ryan says, this is good because now everybody's going to pay attention to American Idol. Why would they? That's how silly this is.
Pay attention
to American Idol.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you?
Because
nobody.
Keith Urban.
Well, I feel sorry for the people who are going to try to get the attention of the public by trying to perform well and realize that it isn't about them at all. You've just been used as a pawn in the Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, whatever. You're a third player, menage a trois.
You're a menage.
Yeah, right. You are menage. You've been menaged.
Very good, Jackie.
Managed and menaged, if you will. And that's kind
of
what that's all about. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, I'm convinced. Smartphones can be a lifesaver when you're on the road. But in so many cases, you're at the mercy of being connected to the internet or paying roaming fees through the cellular network. But here's some good news. There are now some handy tools that don't require connectivity. You can ditch the traditional guidebook with a new version of something called Triposo. These mobile travel guides are downloadable so you can access them from your iPhone, iPad, or Android without going online. Another trip planning app is called Tourist Eye. Download information and maps ahead of time, and you can access them offline. It's also got a journal feature and day-to-day planner. Now, even if you haven't planned ahead, you want a feature that shows you points of interest, like the nearest restaurant, coffee shop, or ATM. That's called Around Me. It's a great one, but that requires connectivity. So as a backup, try something called Copilot GPS, which actually stores maps that you can then search for points of interest. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You can buy the same Whirlpool washer at the big home improvement store, or you can get it at Rent-A-Center. So, what's the difference?
Credit card accounts.
Yeah, I think there's a mistake on my bill. It's much bigger this month.
Yeah, that's not a mistake. That's interest.
The credit card bill from the home improvement store keeps growing the longer you take to pay.
Well, how do I figure out the total cost?
Oh, do you have a graphing calculator?
With the Rack Flex plan, the total price you see is the total price you pay, with no surprises. Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details on this rental purchase transaction.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Stephan, good day program. I am Doug Stephan. She is Jennifer Horn. And our job is to go through the issues of the day, the irregular news, like this fellow in Italy who has eluded authorities, managed to scale the dome at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. He was identified by the police as Marcello De Finzio.
At least he has a nice name.
Owner of a beach resort, climbed the 426-feet-high dome, and spent the day protesting the Italian government and the European Union, held up a banner saying, "Help! Enough! Monty!" I don't know, what does that mean?
I have no idea.
I think it has to do with the Italian premier's name is Mario Monti.
Oh, there you go.
And he's angry over some of the austerity measures that will hurt his business. There he is, the story of Marcello. I wish Roberto was here. Marcello De Finzio.
Marcello. That's a nice name.
It is. Okay, so the FBI is offering $50,000 of your money and mine, Jennifer, as a reward for information leading to the arrest of a man from the state
Uncle?
Of Massachusetts.
Where did that come from? Sorry.
Yelling uncle when these guys are done with him. The agency wants the public's help in locating Ahmad Abrozama.
Ooh.
He's a U.S. citizen. Authorities believe may be living in Syria. He uses several aliases. He's 31. He fled the U.S. in 2006 after being interviewed by the FBI. He was indicted in 2009 after taking multiple trips to Pakistan and Yemen, where he attempted to get military training for the purpose of killing American soldiers overseas. A swell guy. Also allegedly an associate of Tariq Mehana, man convicted on 4 terrorism charges and has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. So, what's the important part of that story? He's from Massachusetts, or he's obviously a dark-skinned, big-nosed Middle Easterner who ought to be taken aside when he goes through the airport? I had a discussion, this was in Ireland the other day, about all of the sorts of profiling that's done. And we were having dinner, and I'm trying to remember what it was about, but I know who it was. It was Lavisa Frost, who is an Indian by birth, mm-hmm. dark-skinned, She works on a lot of these trips with me, and we've known each other for 13 or 14 years. And a finer, smarter human being, I don't know.
Everybody has good things to say about her.
Wonderful,
yes.
wonderful person. And it was so sweet because she said, the first thing she said to me was, I'm pregnant. And so she's married an American. She is an American and also, I think, has a Swedish passport and an Indian passport because she's got
to have options.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
in case you need to run.
No, she just has entitled. She's entitled to having those passports. Anyway, so we're talking about how she gets profiled. I thought it gave me cause to think about profiling because I'm for profiling. And I think that the reason I'm for it is because anybody who's been involved in most all of these, 94-95% of all of the problems that we've had have been at the behest of men between the ages of 19-20 and mid-40s, dark-skinned, big-nosed Middle Easterners, or that type. And Lavisa kind of looks like that, but she's not male. But she still gets profiled. The reason that we had the discussion is because I was talking about the TSA and how foolish I think their process is. And she was telling me about how we were talking about how hard it is to get through the airport at Dublin. I didn't find it hard, but I
now
was
can I pretty, yeah.
Let me just finish the thought.
Finish that. I have to ask you about that.
She looks kind of Middle East. I mean, she's dark skinned. She's not black, but she has dark skin. So she gets profiled every time she goes through an airport, no matter where in the world she is. She goes through the Stockholm airport. Doesn't look like most, even though she's Swedish, doesn't look like most Swedes. She goes through the turnstiles in America, gets taken aside every time. When she flies elsewhere around the world, she always. She said she hasn't been through an airport since September 11th, where she hasn't been taken aside and everything examined. Which,
really?
to me is just plain wrong. And maybe part
but
of the profiling,
for profiling.
Is, I am, but I'm not for profiling women, because women aren't involved. We all know how, these guys in the Middle East would never ask a woman, although it seems to me there was an American woman that was accused of doing some stuff that had converted to Muslim.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but for the most part, the problem isn't with women, A. It isn't with old ladies. It isn't with young girls and young children. It's with Middle Eastern, dark-skinned, big-nosed people who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So, for me, those are the people we ought to be checking. And people like Jennifer or, in this case, Lavisa, they ought not to be checked at all. And we all agree, no matter who it is, no matter when you have the conversation, that the TSA is irrelevant. And in terms of whether they do any good, and most people are so annoyed at the indignity, and it isn't that they make up the rules, because they don't. It's how they interpret the rules, and the ignoramuses that will tell you, we're doing this because of September 11th. You ignoramus. You're not doing it because of September 11th. You're getting paid to do it because the government found a way to inveigle itself into more of our lives. That's all this is about. Nothing else. Period. End of story. All right. So you had a thought.
Yeah. Can I ask you about the Dublin process? Now,
you may.
When I was in Ireland in May, I thought they had the best, coolest thing ever. You could actually clear customs before you left Dublin. Did you get to do that?
Did. I didn't have to talk to anybody. I got off the plane right to
Isn't
the car.
Isn't that a genius
I was
idea?
Out of the plane and into my car in 4.5 minutes.
I know.
Right
it's
down
incredible.
The thing. Bingo. Out. Gone.
And I think they need to do this everywhere. So what you do when you're in Dublin is you go through, I mean, you actually have to give yourself a little extra time before the plane, but you go through this pre-screening process where they take pictures of your bags.
Mm-hmm.
You go up to the line. You say, are these your bags? Yes, they are. They ask you a couple of questions. You walk right through, and then you don't have to go through customs when you get home. You don't
nope.
have to wait for 5 hours at JFK. I mean, it's
And you don't have to take
stellar.
Your shoes off.
You don't have to take your shoes off. I mean, it really is a great, great process.
Bing, bang, boom. And they don't have those annoying x-ray machines that we have in America that do damage to your body.
Yeah,
they have
they
have a different kind. Europeans and the Middle Easterners are actually in Israel. I saw them in Israel. I haven't been through an airport in the Middle East for a long time. But when I was in Israel, and anywhere in Europe you go, they have these x-ray machines that actually don't do harm to your body, that are cheaper than the ones that we bought. And the only reason these x-ray machines are in the... This is not to protect you. This was to give a contract to a pal. The X-ray machines are made by a company that are connected to Homeland Security through, it's the same old ruse, the same old Mickey Mouse stuff. You get screwed as a taxpayer because somebody somewhere has a friend in high office, and so they develop these X-ray machines and get $1 million a piece for them, and they're damaging, they're dangerous, and you won't find anybody in the TSA or any pilot or anybody who works for an airline going through them. They won't. They refuse to go through them because they're bad for you. And they exist nowhere else in the world except here. That's the and the explanation which you get from these people who don't know anything. Well, these are the best we could possibly get because they're thorough. Baloney. The Europeans are much more thorough when it comes to this sort of thing and much more or much less interested in being control freaks, which is what some of these clowns wear these blue shirts, the TSA people, are doing at airports all around the country. But you're right. The way they are so efficient there, it's people always, whenever I make comments like this, I always get invariably an email from them. So why don't, if you don't like it here, why don't you go live over there?
No, it's just something that we should adapt over here. I mean,
of course
great
it
idea.
Is. Right.
Great idea.
All right, speaking of interesting ideas, we talked yesterday, Jennifer, about that Pennsylvania judge who blocked the key component of the state law requiring strict photography, that is ID, to vote in the election next month, saying the authorities hadn't done enough to ensure that voters had access to documents. So Pennsylvanians will not have to present a state-approved ID to vote, and that's something that apparently is trickling down in other areas. So when are they going to fix this? Is this going to wait until another 4 years passes by and we get into the same? I never hear a discussion of these voter ID laws unless we're going into an election cycle. Do you? Well, we've got to make sure everybody that votes is a legal citizen. How do you do that if you don't have a picture of them? How do you know that Nicki Minaj isn't Mariah Carey?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When she goes in to vote, she says, I'm Nicki Minaj. And it's really Mariah Carey.
And vote as my mother. And
yeah.
That would really irk her, but yeah, I could.
Yeah, right. And I could do the same thing, in essence. It's I couldn't vote as my mother, but probably I could vote.
Any man, though, on that list that you know, you could go in there. I mean, they don't even they don't ask to see anything.
No, they don't. Well, they ask. Actually, they don't ask me. I mean, when I go to vote here in Massachusetts, they just say, what's your name? And they find me on a list and check me off.
You could tell them Joe Schmo. And
I could.
They cross
you. I could
you
say
off.
I'm my father.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's certainly something to be aware of. No matter how you slice it, it's something important to be aware of. 800-510-8255. There's a lot of this every day. There's a rumor about Tom Cruise in some way, shape, or form. So let Jennifer spill the beans on that one. And a check on social media coming up first, though. If you suffer from sore, achy joints, getting older, getting arthritis, getting uncomfortable, how about I present to you the New World Order of pain treatment? If you're not satisfied by taking Advil or aspirin, that kind of stuff, you don't want to use glucosamine because it hasn't really worked too well. Let's check into this study done by the National Institute of Health, which says that the ingredients that have been found in UltraJoint are really the new world order of pain control. Several ingredients reducing inflammation, which is what causes the pain, and then more ingredients to help you repair the damage. That's what you don't want to just mask this. You want to fix it, right? A lot of anti-inflammatories. This eggshell membrane is what all of the people that I hear from, oh, really, does it have an eggshell in there?
Is that what they really say?
Well, no, it's kind of close. Anyway, all kinds of ingredients, tart cherry, green-lipped sea mussel, anti-inflammatories, reducing inflammation is what you have to do in order for healing to take place. And that's what UltraJoint does. Get a free 2-week supply. It'll take 2 weeks for you to notice the difference. That's why the folks who are importing UltraJoint suggest that if you really want to do yourself some good, you'll try this for a couple of weeks. We'll give it to you free. And then afterwards, you think it works? Buy some from us. That's really the bottom line here. So call 888-809-6424 for a free 2-week supply of UltraJoint. You pay $4.95 in shipping and handling. That is it. Order it now. 888-809-6424. 888-09-6424. That way you're going right to the source. You don't have to pay extra markup because we're going to distribute this sort of thing to stores. It always costs more money. They want you to get it as cheaply as possible and as quickly as possible. That's why the way to order UltraJoint is to call right now, 888-809-6424, and feel the problem go away.
And is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
All right, so Jen. The rumors about Tom Cruise, a lot of people have been hearing that he decided to get rid of Katie Holmes. It happened actually last year. He wasn't happy with her. Where is she in all this?
The rumor is that Katie and Tom had been having marriage problems for about 6 months before Katie filed for divorce with that surprise separation. And
it wasn't really a surprise.
Well, it wasn't
the
really.
The news media didn't have you believe it was a surprise.
Right, quote-unquote really surprise, but they were having trouble for 6 months before that. And they weren't even speaking. They were living separately. I mean, if you can actually move your child and yourself out of your apartment that you share with your husband and he doesn't know, obviously there's some issues. As for child support, Tom agreed to pay $400,000 a year to cover Suri's medical, dental insurance, and education, extracurricular, and camp expenses.
Really?
Where's
Cameron Diaz and all this? I know she's been interviewed by Esquire magazine, says she likes being 40. What else does she say?
She also says that she is not in a relationship with Tom Cruise. She denied being in a relationship with him, but she did say that they are very good friends, which could mean they're married by Hollywood. Nicole Kidman's also involved, because, you know, the rumors were that Nicole and Katie Holmes were talking as Katie Holmes was leaving, and Nicole said no. She denies that she ever spoke to her. She says she wishes everybody well, but she wasn't involved in any of that.
All right, so what other breakup stuff do you have? Jennifer Lopez still fighting with her ex, Mark Anthony, about their children?
Yeah, and I didn't even know they were fighting. They've kept that.
I didn't even know they had children.
Oh, yeah, they have twins.
Yes.
And actually, the daughter was seen sitting front row of a fashion show, and so she was under fire for that because people think she shouldn't be exposing her kids to that lifestyle. I'd say they're probably three or four.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Ashton Kutcher His home got broken into?
Not really.
Why did that happen? I don't even get that.
People call in 911 and test them out, I guess.
Really? Ah, okay, that explains it. Jennifer and Doug explaining things here on Good Day.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't promise everything. That is, you're not going to know everything you need to know about any number of things, because there's a lot of information out there floating around. So I try to pick and choose, and that goes for our focus on technology as well. One of the things that we have, the blessing of Shelley Palmer, who's pretty good, Jennifer, when it comes to observing trends and getting people to focus on some of these tools that we all are exposed to, but how do we use them and what are our priorities and what's the best value, yada, yada, yada. It's all part of what we try to pass along here. Shelley has some information about your ability to use social networking as a tool. As this is a very interesting thing. I was reading about Trojan horses and the crime that's coming from all sorts of people all around the world using computers to hack and steal. And so how do we use social networking to help fight crime in the focus next year on Good Day? Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV 825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we all know that social networking has many features, from keeping in touch with friends to finding out about our favorite celebrity personalities. Now we can firmly add crime fighting to that list. The NYPD is increasing its online investigative department after arresting 49 gang members from two rival gangs that used Facebook statuses and wall posts to intimidate one another. The success of the three-year operation is encouraging the NYPD to expand its online crime fighters to 300 members. Not to be outdone by the Big Apple, Seattle's police department has started 51 hyper-local Twitter accounts, which lets city residents know what they should look out for in their neighborhoods. Police departments in several other cities have taken to Twitter in recent years, but Seattle's initiative is the most advanced and is part of their department's plan to modernize the police force. I can't help but think just how close we are to getting to Minority Report's Future Crimes Unit. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
You can buy the same Whirlpool washer at the big home improvement store, or you can get it at Rent-A-Center. So, what's the difference?
Credit card account.
Yeah, I think there's a mistake on my bill. It's much bigger this month.
Yeah, that's not a mistake, that's interest.
The credit card bill from the home improvement store keeps growing the longer you take to pay.
Well, how do I figure out the total cost?
Oh, do you have a graphing calculator?
With the Rack Flex plan, the total price you see is the total price you pay, with no surprises. Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details on this rental purchase transaction.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool?
No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, a runaway 16-year-old New Jersey girl set off a Twitter frenzy by suggesting she'd been abducted. She has been found safe. Her name is Kara Alonji. Was discovered by state troopers walking along the side of the New Jersey Turnpike, transferred to a hospital for evaluation. She gained thousands of supporters when she asked people on Twitter to call 911 because there was an intruder in her home. And then she vanished, prompting people on Twitter to retweet her message and to get it was help find Kara on Twitter. Like we have at Good Day Show, this was at help find Kara.
I'll tell you what, I'll go on vacation to Hawaii again, and you can see if you can get a bunch of Twitter followers to look for me.
Right. Meanwhile, do we have any of that? Did we have any of that in our social media stuff?
Of course, we're tracking your comments on the debate. Check it out, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
We don't have anything about Kara. We lost her.
No.
She's done.
Her.
As far as we're concerned, she can stay lost.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.